With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. The premier says the Law Reform Commission is almost finished with its initial review looking at how the country can implement two referendum matters supported by voters back in April, the decriminalization of small amounts of ganja and creating a national lottery. The Honorable Andre Ebanks says the commission will next prepare a consultation paper set to head to the public for consideration in mid-2026.
Independent review processes are essential in ensuring that future policy decisions are informed by evidence, expert analysis, and public input. The Law Reform Commission consults widely in performing its detailed work.
For cannabis, the commission has been defining the scope of the review and analyzing regulatory models. For the national lottery, research continues into regulatory frameworks, governance, and safeguards, with the final report expected to be handed in by late 2026 or early next year. The National Coalition for Caymanians Government referred both matters to the commission after the April 2025 referendum, where voters supported both measures. The premier says government will consider its recommendations once the process is complete. Cabinet gives the green light to draft the country's first ever housing law with accompanying regulations. During the February 4th meeting, Cayman's leaders approved the launch of a new adult safeguarding task force, and elected leaders advised the governor to approve the personnel amendment regulations, which will strengthen disciplinary powers for managers within the civil service. The deputy governor told Radio Cayman previously these regulations will, quote, streamline the process to deal with poor performance. The full meeting summary is available online at gov.ky. And residents at the Ponciana Rehabilitation Center in East End now have the tools they need to learn new skills and rebuild their futures. Carly Suits, owner of Artisan Metalworks, donated a complete set of professional woodworking equipment and two sewing machines to the facility last month. The donation is the first corporate contribution dedicated to Ponciana's vocational programs, which focus on patience, discipline, and real-world skills for life after rehabilitation. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Caroline Nichols. Bangladesh's election commissioner says the nation has emerged victorious after the most free and competitive election in years. The conservative Bangladesh Nationalist Party secured a landslide win in Sunday's vote. The Munich Security Summit gets underway shortly, where recently strained relations between Donald Trump's American and European leaders will be on full display. The major global meeting is taking place in the wake of Mr. Trump's repeated threats to annex Greenland. A British court has ruled the government's ban on a pro-Palestinian campaign group under terrorism legislation is unlawful. The court said the proscription of Palestine Action resulted in a very significant interference with the right to freedom of speech. Cyclone Gazani is expected to make landfall in Mozambique later on Friday. Heavy rain has already been reported in coastal areas in the southeast. The cyclone killed 38 people in Madagascar. US media report that the world's largest aircraft carrier is being deployed to the Middle East as the White House tries to push Iran into making a deal over its nuclear program. The two sides have been holding informal talks in Oman. A top lawyer for Goldman Sachs says she'll resign after newly released papers revealed the extent of her ties with the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Catherine Rumler says she will leave at the end of June. Ukraine says it's recovered the bodies of two Nigerian men suspected of fighting for Russia. There's been strong concern in several African countries about Moscow recruiting their citizens. Thailand's Prime Minister says his Phumchai Thai party will form a coalition government with the Pua Thai party of the jailed former leader Thaksin Shinawatra. China has hit back after the US spy agency released a video seeking to recruit Chinese military officers. The video depicts a disillusioned Chinese officer deciding to contact the CIA. BBC News.